This is The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. There's an ease that comes with listening to a Jose Gonzalez album. But on Local Valley, the fourth studio record from the Swedish songwriter, there's quite a bit of playfulness, like on the song you're hearing now, Swing. Sure, the classical guitar sounds and dreamscape vocals are still there, but there's more layers, more percussion, more synthy sounds, and more forward momentum. For Gonzalez, Local Valley was an opportunity to explore, to take more chances, including, for the first time, singing in three different languages, Spanish, English, and Swedish, over the course of the record. It's his most diverse effort to date. We caught up with Jose on tour to talk about some of the changes he made, the interesting way he tests his material, and he offers up an explanation on why his music is constantly being requested for film and television shows, particularly during a climactic moment. But first, a performance recorded live for the World Cafe, the song that opens up his new album, Local Valley. It's El Invento, Jose Gonzalez.
Y para agradecer lo extraño de simplemente ser un alma curiosa, singular, compleja en su calma y tempestad. Dime, ¿por qué será? Dime, ¿por dónde vas? Dime. Cuando todo va cambiando de color y vemos aparecer un mundo lleno de belleza y de dolor, dime por qué será. Pertenecer a la gente del libro, pretendiendo entender los enigmas del universo. Dime, ¿por qué será?
That's a performance of El Invento, recorded live by our guest, Jose Gonzalez. It's the song that opens his latest album, the absolutely gorgeous Local Valley. You are listening to The World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Jose, so nice to meet. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
First album with different languages, where you sing in different languages, both in Spanish and in Swedish. You said on the program, All Things Considered, that writing in English was at times, quote, almost like a shield from my emotions. I couldn't hide behind metaphors. What does writing in a different language provide for you as a songwriter?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that quote is when I was a teenager, which feels like a very long time ago. I'm 43 now. But yeah, when I was young, or like teenager and 20s, I did feel like I wanted to write enigmatic music. And to me, English was... it wasn't as direct as Swedish or Spanish. But yeah, with the years, I felt like those were silly ideas. And so when I finally wrote in both Swedish and Spanish, it felt like a relief. It did feel pretty similar to writing in English. I feel like by now I have the vocabulary in all three languages, and I listen to music in all three languages, of course. So it did feel less awkward than it did 20 years ago.
Are there ideas that you discovered or feel are better conveyed depending on the language? Maybe Spanish is best for love. I hate to overgeneralize, but did you discover that along the way?
So that was the feeling of writing in Swedish. I used some Swedish slang, so that's the language that I know the best. Mm-hmm. And that to me was I did something that I don't think I could do that in English or Spanish, because Spanish being my native tongue, I have like a Mendocinian accent, Spanish from 70s, because my parents, that was what they talked to me. And English, I read lots of books, I listen to podcasts, but I don't have like a specific, I wouldn't feel comfortable using slang.
Mm-hmm. But you do have a command of English enough to throw in some wordplay, like on the next live performance we're going to hear, which is Head On, the double meaning at play there. You call it a combat song and a manual, which is a very Joe Strummer sentiment, by the way, I must say. What inspired it?
Like many of my other songs on the album, I referred to older songs. So I had a song called What Will, which was also like a riff-oriented song with a sort of combative tone. And I guess the inspiration style-wise is just to have one or two songs like that on an album that gives a bit of more fire or earth to sure. the whole album. So it's not only like honey and sweet. The fuel for the sort of angriness is current like political currents, ideological rabbit holes, but also these sort of mindless replication of memes that invade our brains. So it's also, it's not only like directed towards fellow human beings, but to these ideas that sort of float around and invade our brains sometimes.
It's Head On. It's Jose Gonzalez on the World Cafe.
Look around, reflect, up. partisan, tribal troops, deflate, escalate, hit the sweet spot, ignore the hate, forget your miracles, forget your God.
That's Jose Gonzalez recorded live here on the World Cafe with a performance of Head On. You can find it on his new album, Local Valley. This is the World Cafe. I'm here with Jose Gonzalez. I went for a walk yesterday along the river in Philadelphia while listening to the album. And yesterday was Majestic Spring Day. And I thought to myself, this album is absolutely perfect for what I'm going through right now. It's peaceful out. It's scenic. It's tranquil. And then I thought, I wonder if Jose Gonzalez needs to feel somewhat similar to the way I'm feeling right now to create this music that I'm enjoying. Is he calm?
Yeah, that's fun that you say that. The way I test my albums is usually by taking a walk and listening through the whole album. But then I also have other tests. I have the test of running and listening, and that's a harder test because many times I feel like the album is too mellow, or the songs that are meant to be more agitated are too slow. So that actually prompted me to do new recordings of Valle Local and also Head On that I felt were too mellow. So walking and listening, I do feel like it's important to at least not find any things I feel awkward with.
Do you put any restrictions or limitations or maybe guidelines that you set for yourself before you start work?
Yeah, I used to have similar to the Danish director, the Dogma.
Lars von Trier?
Yeah, Lars von Trier, yeah, exactly. I used to have my dogmatic ideas of how to make an album but I've been loosening up a bit, so I have ideas. And one idea is to be able to perform most of the songs on my own live. So when I added stuff, I was always thinking like, okay, how can I do this live? So I have drum machines and I have loops, but I have some additional vocal harmonies. But I try not to overdo the production because I want to perform them. maybe that's one of the things. I used to be very dogmatic with my first album, especially first and second. First album, I didn't allow myself to have any choruses. So it's like all linear, repetitive song structures.
It's interesting that you say that because this record feels very free. It feels like there isn't some sort of rule book that you're following now that I think about it.
I'm glad you said it. I mean, I feel like my way of approaching this album was to at first do just guitar and vocals. Mm-hmm. And I was aiming at sort of traditional songs. So El Invento has a traditional song structure. But once I had, I think it was 5 or 6 of those type of songs, I allowed myself to experiment. And once I started to have songs that were pretty different from my original style, it felt like I needed to make each song way more different from the other. So that's, I mean, people are used to hearing eclectic albums, but on my, this is like extremely eclectic for my, my styles compared to many other albums.
It definitely felt like this is an album that is meant for a record player. By the time we start getting into the second half of the album, there is this, it feels a little bit more playful with, you know, obviously with the drum machines and the electronic influences, but it feels like almost like an A-side, B-side situation. I imagine you're a sequencing person. No. You think about these things?
Oh, yeah. So I always think about the LP as the like the main format. And on this album, I actually started thinking about a double LP. So I was thinking actually almost like 4 EPs or like side A, B, C, D. So I felt like once I started thinking in that direction, it all fell into place with the drum machine songs and the songs that are more church-like.
We're on the World Cafe. We're talking to Jose Gonzalez. His new album is available now. It is called Local Valley. So there's one song that has this very playful energy in it, and that's Lila G, which surprised me in the best way when I heard it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you wrote this song for your daughter, yeah?
Yeah. So I was going to say when you were talking about the playful side of the album, Lilla Gumman is like little darling or something like that in Swedish. And that's what I was singing to her when she was a toddler. And I just came up with melodies all the time. And that was one of the melodies that got stuck and felt like it would be fun to make a song out of it. So, inspired by sort of African music with lots of vocals and sort of sunny, simple guitars. That became, like one of the highlights for me to work on that song with that simple phrase over and over again.
We're here on the World Cafe. Let's take a listen to Lila G. It's Jose Gonzalez here on the World Cafe.
Lila, Lila, Gumanya, Lila, 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 Gumanya, 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 Lila, Lila.
Welcome back. It's the World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Jose Gonzalez is my guest. The new album is available now. It is called Local Valley. How has the response been to the album from the press or people you know? Has any of it surprised you? Has anyone told you something that you didn't expect to hear about the record?
Lots of really good reactions, both from friends and from the press. I feel like people can probably feel that I'm in a good place in life. So the ones that don't like the album, I feel like, yeah, that's fine. We have different tastes.
Totally. Are you a type of person who pays attention to that? Or is it only like when somebody has to send you something?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm a very curious person. So I like to know what people think. But it's not like I take things personally. It's sort of like when I play, we're talking about how I test the album, if it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I test songs on my mom, and if she likes it, then maybe it's not that good as I thought it would be. Like, for example, when I was doing hardcore music and I wanted it to be difficult to understand for older people. In the same way, I think it's interesting when, for example, Pitchfork gives a review and you realize that you might not have the same taste as that particular person.
Right. But there are moments, I imagine, where it's not even taste, where you're like, no, that's not how it happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that happens too. And yeah, it's fun to bite back now that I have Twitter as my medium.
Yeah. Your music has been featured in a lot of television shows, video games, movies. I was watching the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls documentary on ESPN, The Last Dance, and your cover of Teardrop Plays. It shouldn't fit, but it does. There have been a few other instances. Red Dead Redemption springs to mind, where it's a period piece Western. Why do you think your songs can achieve what creative people are looking for when it comes to tone, when it's intentionally, I don't want to say dissonant, but it's a different tone than what you're seeing on screen? Why do you think it works?
Yeah, I've been very sort of happy that it works and curious too. So I actually talked to some of the sync people, and they were telling me that because of the mellow sound, you have the nylon string guitar and vocals and not hi-hats or like metallic sounds, and so you don't have that much competition of frequencies in the dialogue, and that's one of the details. Wow. Another one is the people from Red Dead Redemption, they sort of handpicked me to do a song. Someone had the creative idea of mixing this lonesome cowboy in the desert with that sound. But yeah, having a cinematic feel to many of the songs and also like open type of feeling, it can help.
How much involvement do you have with syncs and licensing? Are you personally saying yes or no to things, or has it gotten to the point where you trust the folks who are in charge of that and don't worry about it too much?
Yeah, so I've been pretty okay with people using the songs, and so they send me a mail and I get to click on the link. I get to sometimes see stuff, many times read about what's happening, and I say yes or no. Once in a while I get asked to write specifically for a movie or video game, and that's those choices are difficult because I know I'm so slow at writing, so it needs to be a really like big thing or important or fun. So working with Bestiller was one of them, and Far Away was also Red Dead Redemption was a huge thing too.
Yeah.
So I say no to most things, but once in a while I write for advertisements. Yeah.
Very cool. We're here on the World Cafe with Jose Gonzalez. One more song to get to from Local Valley, a live recording of Swing, which brings it just gets some whimsy. Anytime you're telling people to swing their belly, where did the line "swing your belly, baby" come from?
So I at first that was a song that I wrote in Swedish at first, sväng din lurviga, which means swing your curly-haired legs, and my girlfriend, she didn't like it, and the record label didn't like it that much, and it was a bit too silly. So we wrote the lyrics in English, and my girlfriend helped me out to write it, and it was the idea of keeping it slightly silly, but not too silly, and yeah, lighthearted in a way. So. Swing your belly, baby. Move your body, buddy.
There it is. Let's take a listen to it. It's a live recording of Swing. It's Jose Gonzalez here on the World Cafe.
swing. What nature gave you? Swing and move like you don't care. Swing to the sun that surrounds you. Swing to the waves in you.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, it's Jose Gonzalez with Swing. His new album is Local Valley. It is available now. Jose, thank you so much for taking some time this afternoon to speak with us. Congrats on the new album. And best of success moving forward. Hope to see you here soon.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back.
Awesome. That's Jose Gonzalez. We're back in a moment on the World Cafe.